You know, being at work listeners, we know that experience is the best teacher. And the best leaders are always reflecting on what can I learn from this? Man, did I have a big old leadership misstep recently. And I've learned a lot from it. And because these experiences are the best teachers, I want to share it with you, knowing that it will be helpful to some, no doubt. I am, like many of you, very action-oriented. I'm quick to move and to execute once something is in motion. And this action orientation really got in my way recently. So here's the scene. We were in a team meeting. We have a program management section of our team meetings where we're preparing for upcoming client engagements. And there was a particular client engagement that popped up. And multiple team members mentioned that they'd been having a really hard time connecting with our contact there. And, and so we kind of piled on, right? There was concern that there might be something going on with her. There was concern over not aligning on the work that we were doing in this upcoming session. And so there's just a lot of consternation around this relationship. And what do we do? Gosh, we've got this session coming up. We can't get a hold of her. And what if we're not aligned? And what if we're not relevant? And because this is a client that came through a relationship that I have with the CEO, I said, well, I can just reach out to the CEO and ask what's going on and see if everything's okay. Well, what I didn't think about was this is her boss and what impact might that have on her? And it did not have a great impact. Obviously, it did not sit well. And I can completely understand that when I put myself in her shoes. She feels like we circumvented her and we damaged the relationship. I damaged the relationship in the process. So we had some repair to do. So here's my lesson learned. Slow down. Think about the impact to all parties involved. Think about the impact to the relationships. You know, trust takes time to develop. And I dipped into our emotional bank account by doing what I did. And so it was on me to circle back, to own it completely. I called her. I left her a message. I said those things. She had a conversation with the team member she's working with. And while all is okay, I know that I still have repair to do. It's a relationship I'm going to be intentional about. I'm also going to learn from the situation. So here's to slowing down today, knowing yourself and knowing when your strengths actually get in your way and making different choices. What a great way to take care of yourself and ultimately each other.